Have you ever seen an angel, an extraterrestrial, or a UFO? Are you interested in the phenomena of walk-ins, indigos, starseeds, or hybrids? Does the thought of the paranormal excite you? Are you drawn to spirituality, health, healing, and wellness? If so, you are in the right place. Welcome to the Conscious Awakening Network.
We interview people creating extraordinary things for our future. It's beautiful to watch joy and curiosity bring new passion into the world. Just watch. There's nothing more beautiful than an act of creation.
Hi, I'm Zengacaro from LightNet, and I'm here today for the second episode of Creation Space. This is where we talk to creators that are creating stuff that's never existed before because there are desires and there's a need for it in the world. And this is so inspiring because I'm here with Victoria and Clifton. It's incredible to see a pair of people, a man and a woman, creating an incredibly powerful new business. I've seen them work over the years and it's like such an incredible balance. You know what I mean? It's so beautiful. Their project is called the Quantum Entrepreneur Academy, and they're looking at startups in a totally new way and helping people really make the difference between the slow boat to China and the rocket ship to a dream life, I guess you could say, or dream business that can serve us all. So when did you guys come to the realization that you had to like go off the map and create something totally new and awesome?
I think it started with us going off the map. You know, my background is a CPA and an MBA, so very traditional.
Right.
And then I had a conscious awakening and had different abilities and gifts that activated and went through a process of deep integration and realized that I wanted both and I could bring both together. Mm-hmm. And of course, a pivotal part is the partnership with Victoria.
Yeah, so I come from a background of Western medicine, healthcare, and I really wanted to help people, but I saw that the systems that were there weren't really serving the patients as much as I wanted to, and I went into entrepreneurship to try to create change outside the system, to consult with companies that are in the healthcare tech space, and then I saw that wasn't even helping, and it came down to the individual. And understanding that if you're in a place of joy and internal well-being, then you feel good. Then you don't need all those systems because you're living your life in alignment and you're following your purpose and your passion. And that is what brings the vitality that is so needed in that Western medicine healthcare system that I came from. And in my own journey, I got into a car accident that I was clearly living my life out of alignment, and that kind of shocked me onto a different path where I focused more on wellness, started focusing more on the individual, and started focusing more on myself. So what Clifton and I have done is we have put together our two pieces of focusing on businesses, as Clifton has, and my background of focusing on individuals, to create a holistic 360 approach, understanding that any issue that an individual may have maps clearly onto the business, because we are a core fractal of that business that we create. And our program, the Quantumpreneur Academy, is the startup of human potential. You first have to be activated and started up, lit up, tapped in, what is it, the Abraham quote?
Yeah, that's so true.
So yeah. Once you're ignited, then what flows through you is what we call a beingness-based business.
That's so true, because we were talking about this last night with you guys. So when sometimes when you have, you know, you have these entrepreneurs, they put their love and heart and soul into a business, but sometimes their own personal blocks around money or relationships or this or that or whatever are blocking also their business. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm like so excited about what you guys are doing, because you have a very strong 12-month methodology where you're walking people and taking people through these aha moments that translate into aha moments on the bottom line and everything else, you know what mm-hmm. I mean, into making. So what have you seen? Like, have you been excited to see kind of the results of what's been happening with people, and mm-hmm. How do you open them up?
Yeah, so I think the first thing is creating a container and a space where you can be authentically yourself, mm-hmm. and that includes any special abilities that you have.
Yeah.
And so when we step into that and embrace it and publicly stand saying, well, I channel and we have specific abilities, mm-hmm. that allows them ease and opportunity to bring their unique abilities out. Mm-hmm. And they're able to harmonize with that integrity of that multidimensional self. And some of the fun things is that specific energies will come in and help guide the process. The entity that you're creating, and we're talking about innovation here, like what is the next wave of innovation? Because entrepreneurs bring forth an innovative idea. We're bringing in multidimensional innovative ideas. And you can only do that in an integrated way if you are integrated with that concept and that idea of yourself being multidimensional.
What do you mean multidimensional ideas? Like, what do you mean? Explain to us watching what you mean.
Yeah. Would you like to take this one?
So multidimensional to me really just means on the physical level, emotional, spiritual, mental level, and interpersonally. So it's not just like a one-sided situation or problem. There's things that can be corrected or alchemized on all different levels of being.
And then also we're at the forefront of technology and innovation, yeah. and we're at the forefront of mental health. We're at the forefront of phenomenon and phenomenology mm-hmm. and unique mm-hmm. extraordinary abilities. And so that's what we mean by multidimensional. We're saying yeah. bring all of you, whatever it mm-hmm. is, and you may not even know what it is because it hasn't been invited yet. And we mm-hmm. invite it all in a constructive, safe space container with very traditional, you know, Newtonian linear three dimensions, like time, space is how much time we're doing, this is the process. Mm-hmm. But then we create an expansive container for whatever to emerge. And then we're able to move it in that 12-month period into a very clear business project or idea that you have that you can take to the world, mm-hmm. as well as starting to recognize that you yourself are fully in alignment mm-hmm. and integrity as your idea comes into integrity.
Yeah, so that's what we always say in LightNet. We always say dreams, when you align to your dreams and when you become passionate, that's when the magic carpet ride begins. Mm-hmm. And what we mean by that is that in a logical linear world, it's not possible, like we were just saying at lunch, that you would meet your investors at a party and your customer in the coffee line. Mm-hmm. But when you're aligned, weird synchronicities start to happen.
Absolutely.
And you never know. So again, like if you're, it's often about this energy that you're cultivating in your body, and that's so great because you're using mm-hmm. quantum principles, they're using frequencies, they're using channeling, they're using, again, all these untraditional things to really hone in on what's blocking you, where are you going, what's the frequency, what is the thing that you're creating? Mm-hmm. And when you create, I think the multi-dimensional part, it's like when you create something that has a frequency, it literally entrains to that. You know, mm-hmm. LightNet, we say we're building something with joy and curiosity. It's like, that's what we want to call in. Like, mm-hmm. there's other people who are not in that, but that's fine because you're not always that way in a single day. But like, so we're spreading new things in the world. And sometimes it's important to know who you are. And thank you guys so much for the work, like the pioneering work you're doing. You understand socially where money is going. You understand like spiritually where people are going, you understand medicine. So yeah, your combination of this grounded, you know, CPA finance person with this like holistic healer and is really powerful. Please tell everybody how to find you guys and how to get in touch with you and learn about what you're working on and what you're creating.
Yeah, our website is facesofthefuture.co. It's the Faces of the Future Quantumpreneur Academy.
And you can access and connect with us there. And ultimately, this is an emergent realization. So we've structured our business in a way that is flexible. And as people come through, they bring in their unique essence and it contributes almost like an algorithm trains itself. So that's really mm-hmm. what our process is. So depending when you get in touch with us, mm-hmm. we may be in a completely different space and just more and more refined in what we do. Because this is, we practice what we preach. We're in full integrity when we talk about nonlinear manifestations. Mm-hmm. We talk about it.
We follow a feeling.
We live it.
Wow.
And then we highlight it with our clients, with ourselves. Mm-hmm. And we have that test point, so as within, so without, you can work infinitely on inner work or this for healing, but what is showing up in the outer world, and that's what the business is for. And so we can actually calibrate where you're at and what you truly believe by looking at your business and then reverse engineering it and addressing it within yourself and vice versa.
Yeah, and what Clifton is speaking to is there's sometimes a maxing out of a certain identity that an individual goes through, and they have to get to the next level to really activate that next phase of their business. So there's a hurdle or an obstacle, if you will, to get through. And the way that we do that is through identity shifting work and by tuning into a feeling and following it with the vision that you see.
That is so cool, you guys. You realize what they're saying? They're saying that, you know, your outer world and your inner worlds are mirrors. So if you look at everything, if you guys are both beaming back between the inner space that you see in them and the business space that they're creating, and you're like, okay, we got this going, let's tweak this. And yeah. I've seen you guys emerge because I've been working with them for 2 years on what they've been doing and watching them as they have these elaborate tools and all these different things that you're using, and you are emerging, and it's really cutting edge. So thank you so much for creating in the world. Thanks for creating something new. This is Creation Space. We're glad you're here. Welcome to CAN TV. If this is your first time, we welcome you. So thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having
Thank
us.
Thank you for having us, Anka.
If you guys like this content, this new show, please drop a like, subscribe, check out what they're doing, and let us know if you know someone that's in a creation space that's creating something totally new for the world based in passion, joy, and curiosity. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Conscious Awakening Network. You can download our free apps through your cell phone app store, Amazon Fire, Roku, Apple TV, or visit our website at www.consciousawakeningnetwork.org.